Time now for sports. Lance Armstrong says it's impossible to win the Tour de France without drugs, as today marks the start of the 100th Tour de France race. The murder charge against former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has rattled football fans. But it's not all crime and punishment in sports. There's also the U.S. Women's Open in golf. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Hiya, Lynn.
Well, I guess we have to start with Lance Armstrong. And again, he is saying there's no way anyone, himself included, could win the Tour de France without doping. Is that really true, do you think?
You know, he has said this before, and after all the lies, it's something we can actually believe from Lance Armstrong. certainly seems true during his reign at the Tour 1999 to 2005. In those years, 37 different racers, including Armstrong, finished in top 10 spots in the Tour. 28 of them either doped or were linked to doping in some manner. Now, Armstrong got in trouble in this interview because his comments were interpreted as one could never win the Tour de France without drugs. He took to Twitter to clarify where he said he was talking about his era. When asked about now, is it possible to win without doping, he tweeted, "I'm hopeful it's possible. Not exactly a ringing endorsement for doping-free cycling.
Well, has anything at all changed in the culture of cycling since that era? Any reason to think that it's less prevalent now?
Yes. It'll never be eradicated. The consensus is there's been improvement. The introduction in 2008 of the BioPassport program, that's a highly respected anti-doping weapon. And again, you look at stats. Top 10 finishes in recent tours in 2010. 8 of the top 10 were considered clean. 7 of the top 10 in 2011. And last year, none of the top 10 tested positive or have admitted doping or been sanctioned during their careers. The Armstrong comments have prompted calls again for a truth and reconciliation process in cycling where people could come forward with no fear of retribution, tell the whole truth, get it out so the sport can move forward.
This is the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France. What about the timing of his comments now?
Timing's terrible. I mean, race organizers are trying to put a positive spin on this 100th tour and trying to promote a next generation of riders, clean riders, they say. Guys like Chris Froome of Great Britain and perhaps America's next big thing, TJ Van Garderen. Many are angry, saying Armstrong is grandstanding from the sidelines and mucking things up with all this doping talk.
Hey, probably the biggest story, the sports story this week in this country anyway, has been Aaron Hernandez, now former tight end for the New England Patriots. He's been charged with murder. There's been a lot of speculation about what happened. What is actually known about this?
Well, we know there's a funeral today for Odin Lloyd. He's the 27-year-old semi-pro football player who Hernandez allegedly shot to death. We know that a judge who denied Hernandez bail on Thursday acknowledged the case against him is circumstantial, yet in the judge's words, very, very strong. We know two other men are in custody in relation to the case, and we know Hernandez is being investigated in another crime, a double murder in Boston last summer.
All right, let's turn to a sport without any scandal. That's the U.S. Women's Open is happening. So what should we be watching for there?
You should train your sights on 24-year-old Inbee Park. She is the female golfer of the moment. She leads the U.S. Open by 2 shots going into today's third round. She's won the first 2 women's majors of this season. And if she wins this third one, that sets her up to become the first golfer, woman or man, yes, including Tiger Woods, to win 4 major professional titles in a calendar year. And if she doesn't pull this off, chances are good someone else from Park's native South Korea will. Currently in second place at the U.S. Open, I.K. Kim of South Korea. Here's a stat for you. 5 different South Korean players have won 6 of the past 8 major titles on the women's tour. Lynn, they are red hot right now.
Well, Tom, it is always good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.